What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Hellfire Club. I'm your host, Chip Setterfield, joined by Brian Robinson's biggest fan, Brian Wolf.
Oh, I'm so happy to see that he's back and like actually doing something, being involved in the offense. I wanted to take this victory lap while I could before he just ends up getting into a three-headed monster battle in the backfield.
No, dude, they hate Antonio Gibson there. Brian Robinson is going to be a bell cow dog. I'm calling it right now.
I mean, I hope so, but didn't you see that their coach, Rivera, said he wanted more carries for Antonio Gibson after yesterday?
I don't believe him.
I mean, I don't either, but I still don't want to get my hopes up too early.
Yeah. Temper expectation. That's good stuff.
That was about the only glimmer of hope from that Thursday night football game, though.
Oh my god, oh boy. It was so bad. We usually record during or like before. We're recording on Friday, and it's, dude, that game was so bad.
Oh, I feel bad for anyone who's had to watch Thursday night football after the Cincinnati Miami game. Like, it just has been a snooze fest. I mean, not to be mean, but like it has been. It's been terrible.
It's been so bad. I mean, Amazon paid a lot of money for this, so hopefully it gets better.
I know. I feel like they're getting not their money's worth right now. Wasn't it like $100 million a game or some stupid number like that?
Yeah, it was something wild. I forget what it was, but it was something absolutely wild.
Jeez. Yeah, let's hope it gets better for everyone's sake.
Yeah. Sorry, Jeff. And now, some news from the league. Waivers ran, and Chris paid 20 for Taysom Hill. He beat out Andrew, myself, and Tim. I paid 16 for Eno Benjamin, beating out Andrew. Tim paid 6 for Gino, beating my 1. Can't believe he paid 6. Brandon checked in and bought Rondale Moore for 2. I picked up Tevin Coleman for free. After waivers ran, it was a busy week, mostly me, but other people were in there. I added Daniel Jones. Allie added Donovan Peoples-Jones, who I believe she's starting this week. I
Lots added the of Broncos. Joneses.
Well, all the Joneses. Jones, Jones, and Jones. I added the Broncos defense for next week. I'm not going to play them this week. Chris added Jerick McKinnon. Andrew added Cade Otton. AJ added Daryl Henderson after the news that Cam Akers would be out, which was a great call. And I'm sad that I dropped him. And I added Daniel Bellinger. And then we also had a trade this week.
Yeah.
Between myself and Andrew. Andrew took away Conklin and Damian Pierce. And I got Waller, James Conner, and Deontay Johnson. So out of all of this news, what stands out to you, brother?
I'm going to go back to the waivers. Tim paying 6 for Geno. I personally wanted to get Gino myself. I just completely blanked and didn't even put in a bid, so shame on me, but I was not putting down $6 for him. Like, maybe 4 or 5, but Tim probably kind of had that figured out and knew that someone had to edge out the 5 number, so I guess. I mean, a lot for a one-week rental, unless he keeps him for a while. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Gino's looked decent. You could maybe play him for a minute. Tim seems to believe in having to quarterbacks, so I mean, I don't even know if he'll start him this week. It looks like he's going to start the Rodgers, so
yeah. Well, I hope for my sake that Rodgers poops the bed, so we'll see. And then the other one I really wanted to talk about was Brandon actually like checking in and making a waiver claim. Like, what the hell, what is this?
Just a week after that bastard gets on here and goes, I never look at the league. Burr, burr, burr. And then he's like, just kidding. I paid 2 for Rondale Moore. Like, dude, whatever.
He had to spend his annual annual 2 fab that he does.
Yeah. I wonder if he has the sleeper app, like, turned to Japanese. Like, he has a language suggestion. And it's, his app is completely in Japanese.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't put it past him. I mean, he wrote his name in Japanese, so.
Yeah, I would not know who I'm looking at. Maybe that's his secret.
Maybe.
The Japanese are very good at fantasy football. He gets different stats.
Yeah. You just got to be multilingual, and then you just kill your league, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the only other one I wanted to bring up, it was more so like questioning you. I mean, I know you picked up Devin Coleman for free. Then why'd you just drop him immediately? You see something better out there?
Yeah. So he's a backup. He's a sort of wait and see, like a journeyman. He's back in San Francisco. They like him there. As soon as Jeff Wilson gets hurt, who you don't really want to wish that on a player, but he has an injury history. Tevin Coleman will be worth something. So I was kind of planning for the future, and then I did a trade where I got 3 for 2, and I had to make some calls. Tevin Coleman bit the dust. So you know, I had to start a tight end this week, and that got tough for me with Waller and Freiermuth being my options.
Yeah, and couldn't put in Taysom Hill.
No, I could not. I was not willing to spend 20, I guess.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I think Chris overpaid, but he's also, 1-4, 2-3? He needs all the help he can get.
I think he's... Is he doing that poorly? I thought he was doing okay. I thought he was 3-0 at one point.
No, you're thinking last year.
Huh. Oh, yeah, he's 2-3. Look at him go.
Yep.
What a moron.
Or look at him not go.
Wow, yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of that, actually, he texted me his waiver of the week. And actually, I want to put something in here. Anyone else in the league can also do a waiver of the week. If you wanted to text me and be like, hey, I think this is a pretty good pickup, we are more than willing to throw that in the podcast.
No, 100%.
But Chris's this week was 20 for his 20 for Taysom Hill.
Seems a little self-absorbed, don't you think?
I don't love him patting himself on the back. That's right. It feels weird. It feels gross.
Yeah. Like, you and I could come on here and talk 40 minutes about why both of our teams are great, but that doesn't make for good content. Chris, saying you made a good pick, of course you thought you made a good pick. You know?
Yeah, it's out of control. I mean, yeah, he spent up on him. Also, he's going to flex him this week? Bro, what are you up to?
I hope he gooses.
I mean, so they don't have another quarterback really right now.
Come on, they got the red rifle. What are you talking about?
That's true. They have a very aged Andy Dalton. but I don't know. I could see, dude. That's the thing. Taysom Hill could either have what he had last week, which was like 20-something points, or he could have 3. Like I think those are the two outcomes for Taysom Hill. There's no like, oh, he did fine. It was like 12. I think it's like he's their entire offense or he's nothing.
Yeah, he's definitely a feast or famine kind of guy.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out for Chris. And for the segment this week, we are going to go back to Pick'ems. Kind of recorded this one late and couldn't think of anything else. / it's Friday evening and I need to edit this fast, and this is like an easy editing thing. So yeah. Here we go. We're excited.
Rolling into it.
Yeah, we like this bit.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, people liked it last time, right? We aren't just doing this because we like it.
I hope so. But you're 1-0. You got 5 right last time. I got 3. So you're currently winning. But we'll see how we do this week. So matchup 1, you have myself versus Tony. I'll kick us off and just say I'm taking myself. I think DK Metcalf disappoints this week. I think Alvin Kamara disappoints this week. And I think Adam Thielen, I know I'm low on Adam Thielen, but I think he's going to have a bad game too. So I think Tony's team will disappoint in general, and I'll come through. Probably not with that many points, considering I'm starting 2 Giants. But yeah, I think I'll get that dub anyway.
Good. You should be picking yourself. I mean, I picked you as well. Tony's team has just been, I don't know, it's been an anomaly. Like he started off decently strong, and then his team can't get it together. I think way too many injuries and other stuff has been going on. So I think you get it. I think you get to 2-4, right? Or right?
Yeah.
Your second win here?
Yeah, I'm working on that second win.
Okay, all right. There you go. You gotta slowly climb up that ladder from the hole you dug yourself.
Yeah, it's not looking great. I mean, he is projected 55% win percentage, so I not loving that, but
nah.
Yeah, nah. Moving on. Ethan versus Chris. I got Chris in this one. He's like, no, I don't. I have Ethan. I read what I wrote down. And what I wrote down is Chris is flexing Taysom Hill, and I thought that was a good thing. It's not a good thing. Chris is a menace. How is he going to win by flexing Taysom Hill? I have Ethan 100%.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one. Chris has kind of been a letdown in fantasy this year. I mean, if no one's told him yet, someone's got to tell him. Chris, this comes from a place of love, but your team sucks. giving the nod to Ethan, I also don't believe in Taysom Hill. I think we talked about it earlier. Maybe it was off the pod, but he's a feast or famine player, and last week was his feast, so I think he's due for his famine week, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I 100%. Plus, he's starting Melvin Gordon, Hayden Hurst. Like, it's... Chris has some good pieces. He doesn't have an overall good team, I think.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Next matchup is Brandon versus Justin. Who do you got in this one?
We're really making it a nail biter between the two of us. We're also agreeing on this. I took Brandon. Oof. No Derrick Henry, which kind of sucks. He's always kind of a staple, but Darnell Mooney had his first good game of the year? Like it gave him 10 points on a Thursday night game, so you know, not a bad place to start.
Yeah, I think that's exactly my thought process on this one. Thursday night gave us the preview. Brandon came away with 10 points. Justin only came away with 1.6, which feels bad, really. I think Brandon's got this one. So it's interesting. That was the first chalk line we've taken. Like, we've both picked the underdogs in the first two matchups. It's weird that we're picking the same, but, like, not picking the favorite. It doesn't matter.
Like, we didn't really agree the last time. Hopefully we start, you know, picking different things, or else this is going to be a really really boring outcome on Monday.
All right. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Andrew versus Mitch. I got Mitch. I think Andrew's team's going to be dirty going forward. But he has two running backs. Well, now he has two running backs on bye. It'll be fantastic going forward. But this week, I think he takes that L to Mr. AFK himself.
Really? All right, so this is where we start hitting the fork in the road. Can Mr. AFK do it again? I don't think so, honestly. Mitch kind of squeaked a win last week, despite all odds. And I don't think it's likely if he keeps in Michael Thomas for the third week straight of being out. I have a soft spot for Andrew. He's having kind of a championship hangover as well, starting out at 2-3 or 1-4 here, so... I think he gets back to 500 this week. I have confidence in him. Like you said, his two workhorse running backs are coming off their bye, so I think he gets it.
Yeah. I don't hate that take. I just I don't know. I think he's dealing with a few byes, and I think he just loses this one. Moving on to the next one, we have AJ versus Allie. Quickly, my pick is AJ. If he throws Daryl Henderson, he picked up Daryl Henderson and then didn't put him in his lineup. If he throws Daryl Henderson in, who should eat this week? Like, it should be a 1 week thing, but Daryl Henderson should absolutely destroy this week. I think AJ will walk away with this one.
Yeah. I mean, I think we are on opposite ends on this one too. I think Allie gets it again. Allie's had just a super duper strong start to her season, and I think she's been carrying it well. Like, I think I faced off against her week 2 and she just smashed me. I personally don't like the DPJ play this week. The Pats defense has kind of showed up and been pretty good. And I mean, Bill Belichick just has the Browns number. He could have like 5-year-olds on his team and they'd still beat the Browns. Like, I don't know why, but it's just kryptonite for them. So I think her Pats defense play kind of balances out. So honestly, I don't know. I, I could see the Pats defense getting a pick six this week. Like, I don't know. I just, as a Browns fan, I don't feel comfortable with this game just after what happened last year.
Yeah, man, I get it. I feel like, yeah, Uncle Bill Belichick, he'll bring that at least a good enough defense every year.
Yeah, 100%. So I give Allie this one.
All right. Well, there again, we're not picking the same. And final matchup of the week, we got you versus Tim. Honestly, for me, it's a coin toss. I think you guys are about the same. I know Tim's projected slightly more, but I don't know, dog. I guess I'll go with Tim. I think it's weird to me that he picked up Geno Smith not to play him, but that's whatever. I think either way, like Aaron Rodgers or Geno Smith, I think he just has a better running back core than you do, and I think that's what will get him the win.
Okay. I mean, that's fair enough. I mean, I can't not pick myself. It worked last time. So, yeah, I mean, it's only a 4-point spread, luckily. I forget what wide receiver he had in yesterday. It's the one for McLaurin. The Commanders.
Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, McLaurin didn't do much, so luckily that kind of brought down his ceiling a little bit. But, yeah, besides last week, I think I've underperformed, so I'm kind of betting on Tim to be dragged down in the mud with me, but I mean, we'll see. If Rodgers decides to go off, that could really do me in, because I'm playing Russ right now, and I don't know, it just feels gross. I really wanted Geno. Maybe Tim took Geno this week just out of strategy as well, like knowing that I was desperate for a QB. So I tip my hat to Tim. That was a good move on a couple different fronts.
Yeah, our league seems to be holding on to quarterbacks. The waiver wire is a little thin. I mean,
oh, it's a ghost town.
Yeah, I mean, starting Daniel Jones feels bad. I'm not gonna lie to you. But I think I got it figured out going forward. But yeah, this week not great.
Meh. We'll see how it goes. All right, so we're about 50-50 with what we agreed on, disagreed on then.
Yeah. Well, it'll come down to AJ and Allie, Mitch and Andrew, and you and Tim. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Wolfie, you have any words of wisdom for the way out?
Yeah, all this trade activity and stuff like that that's been going on is kind of made me think about this again. I know people usually have the best intentions with making a trade, or sometimes they just, you know, make shit trades like Chris, but I won't single him out here. My, I guess, advice for everyone is if you see a trade request come through, you know, take a look at it, or don't. It doesn't matter to me. But if you're just not interested at all, just please reject it. Some people hang on that hope that you're gonna accept it after a couple days of just sitting there. So yeah, just either have that open dialogue with them, counter, or just straight up reject it if you don't want it. Don't keep people waiting on nothing.
Well said.